Well, hello and welcome to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the, 30th of March 2025. Hope you're well. Hope you've had a great weekend. Hasn't the weather been lovely this weekend? Certainly where I've been. We've had no rain for quite a while, actually, which is starting to worry me a little bit because everything is really starting to look dry, getting very, very dry. But the weather has been absolutely lovely this weekend, and I've seen a lot of people out gardening. Don't blame them at all. And in fact, looking at the podcast stats tonight, it looks like a lot of people have been listening to the podcast this weekend as well, which doesn't surprise me. As soon as good weather comes along, people tend to listen to the podcast more while they're in the greenhouse or something like that. The fair weather gardeners, I think many people would like to call them. I'm personally an all year round gardener. We like to garden every single day of the year and try and make the most of the space that we have, of course, and try and grow as much food and be as self-sustainable as we possibly can. Now, one of the things that I keep having a problem with, which I've started to rectify this weekend, is space. As you know, I've said time and time again, a lot of our plants we are growing in our kitchen to try and make the most of the space that we have. But unfortunately, especially with our mothers coming around for Mothering Day today, we had loads of plants on our table. Well, just not getting enough room, just not working out for us. There's just not enough room. So I had a grow house outside and that was full up of more plants. I brought a cloche earlier this week. That's been filled up with some plants. So Friday being payday, I brought myself the Veg Trug Nursery. Now, this was made out of wood. It sort of bolted together and screwed together. It was not an easy build to build at all. And I say that because I am pretty good at building things. I do that for a living, effectively, with the fridges. I love IKEA because I love building things. So I thought it was going to be a fairly easy job. It wasn't. It was a pretty difficult job to try and get right. But we got it built nonetheless. And that has given us this grow house, a four-tiered, four-shelved grow house, into which we've planted up or put in more plants. And thankfully, that has freed up quite a bit of space in our garden, in our kitchen. So I'm very, very grateful for that. I think the wife is even more grateful because it means that one of our worktops is back to be a full size and things like that. Certain advantages have came into play. I mentioned the other day about whitefly. We've started targeting that and trying to deal with that as well, which looks like we're getting on top of it. So everything is moving forward in a way that I'm very, very happy with. Now, added to that, one of the things that I do want to do is now we are going to, well, a couple of days' time, we're going to be in April. So for me, April is the time of the year when we want to start being really growing, sowing lots of seeds and really get gardening. Weeds are going to be a daily thing, but sowing seeds, I've been sowing seeds all winter long. Every day I sow seeds, prick the plants out, pop them up. That's going to continue. April for me is when we can really start getting plants, not outside, but into unheated greenhouse and cold frames and things like that. So with my new grow houses, we're going to be making the most of all this space that we do have. Now, talking of seeds, of course, tomorrow is the last day of month, March. So we're going to be sending out to you a few seeds and our seed pack that I'm sure you are expecting. They're going to post tomorrow, so hopefully should be with you by the end of the week. And the seeds that we've got. So first of all, we're sending out a pumpkin variety called Big Macs, which is quite a large pumpkin. Should be quite a pleasurable pumpkin to grow. Should provide us with some very, very good winter squash. We've got coriander as our herb. Now, enough seeds in there to do like a few sowings now, a few in a few more weeks' time and so on. So plenty of seeds going on there. We've got courgette, a variety called Gold Rush, which I've grown before. It's meant to produce golden courgettes, but I found we get green or striped courgettes as well. So bit of a mixture, I find, with that one. We've got a mustard green. This is our salad crop. I always like to include a salad crop because I do eat a lot of salads. This week, this month, it is a mustard green giant. So another tasty mustard salad crop. Then we've got a pea variety called Avolia. Trying to grow lots of peas this year. So we've included this as well. Should be a good one for you to grow as well. A nice early one. And there'll be more pea varieties that we can sow later on in the year. And then finally, a turnip, a variety Goldania. Turnip isn't one of my favourite plants, and certainly not one of my favourite vegetables, but it is a vegetable, it is a root crop, so we're going to give it a go nonetheless. And, you know, turnips have started growing on me in recent years. So there we go, that is the seeds that I'm sending out with the seed pack this month. Of course, you get our monthly newspaper along with it as well, which should give you a few ideas, a few tasks to do throughout April, and a few things to concentrate on, and other seeds that you can sow in our handy little tick list. I keep wanting to improve the newsletter in some ways and add more features to it. I just got to keep thinking about what I can do and how I can go about it as time goes on. I get lots of ideas. I don't always get the time to put these ideas down on paper. Well, I can't really think of much more to talk about tonight, I have to admit. It's been a long weekend. It's been a frazzled weekend. Podcast will be out tomorrow. We're going to hear about the seed of the month. You're also going to hear about tackling a whitefly and things like that. Anyway, I'm going to wrap this one up. A little bit short again today, but We'll keep working on everything, like I keep saying. Right, guys, you take care. I'll speak to you again next time.